It was really cool this week to watch the webinar, Equity in Practice, the Multilingual Learners with Disabilities. I thought it was a really wonderful watch, and it was really, really cool to hear Maria Choye Pena talking, especially because I feel like I've read so many of her pieces, not only in this class, but in previous education classes, so it was wonderful to put a face to the name and actually hear more about kind of her work and her experience, and just like hearing that she was a bilingual special ed professor. Like, that's just so kind of interesting to see like her background and kind of how that influences her work and her research. And I really loved the way that she talked about the social model of disability and how kind of many people do recognize and understand that, you know, disability does not necessarily mean that there's something wrong with someone. It's more about society's deference to people with disabilities. And I think it's really interesting to think about how different cultures and different communities kind of interpret disability in a different way. And especially it was really interesting to think about how families interpret disabilities with children and education, and especially I guess, quote unquote, academic disabilities. I loved the way that she talked about kind of how mothers think about their children based on kind of their experiences with their children at home, not the experiences that their children have in academic settings. And I also thought it was really interesting the way that she mentioned that many families kind of don't think of their students' differences in a negative way until a disability label is placed on them, which typically happens through an academic setting. And so I think it's interesting to kind of think about how do these labels impact not only the way that the student is like treated in schools, but also the way that they're viewed outside of schools and in a more social and even familial sense. Because, you know, nothing about the child has changed in an inherent way, but the way that they're treated by others may change just based on a label. And I really think just understanding the idea of disability as a social construct and thinking about what can we do to kind of lower the impact of these labels in a way that it really doesn't need to have such a large impact, doesn't need to have a negative social connotation the way that it does. And also I think it's interesting to think about the cultural dimension of disability and just kind of the way that different disabilities are treated in different cultures and what, and it's also interesting, I guess this isn't something she talked about, but thinking personally myself, like what in different cultures, what is considered a disability, kind of how does that vary around the US, around the world, and how could that maybe impact how students are treated in schools, out of schools, and disability labels and categorization. And also, I guess another thing that I thought was striking was the conversation about IEPs and translation. And I feel like we've talked about this a little bit in class, but legally, IEPs are mandated to be translated, but they're not always translated. And so it's interesting to think about, like, why does this happen? Why aren't they translated? How is this allowed to happen? But also, I thought it was really important the way that some of the people in this webinar were talking about how they themselves have been used as translators because they speak a second language, they know a second language, but they may not have the skills to actually do this translation, or they may not have the time to do this translation. And I think it's interesting because her response was a lot about how it's important to have state guidelines and federal guidelines so that these sorts of things have funding and, you know, to have systems in place to allow schools to hire professionals, and it shouldn't be on the teachers. But I thought it was interesting because I felt like the question that was asked was a little bit more geared towards, like, this is kind of what happens. What can we as educators do? Understanding that, you know, these federal changes, these guidelines are at this moment probably not going to happen, and, you know, something that takes a lot more time. So what is an important thing to do in the moment? And I think it's an interesting question as an educator to think about that. What do I do in the moment? How can I provide adequate translation for IEPs for a student in my class if I don't speak the language and if the school doesn't have a translator that they hire, because this is not something I want to burden and put on my coworkers, but it's something I think is important for a child and their family. And so I think that's really kind of an interesting thing to think about. And I feel like that is kind of a metaphor also for larger problems within education, and especially with emergent bilinguals and families who may speak English languages that aren't English, and just thinking about how can we create an equitable environment for everyone in so many different ways.